COVID-19 pandemic has also resulted in many of us being forced to work from home, spending less and less time in the office and having to create office areas, if you like, even if it is our dining table in our homes. An important question being asked by Yolandi Esterhazen, a registered tax practitioner and director for product compliance at Sage Africa and Middle East, is whether or not, because we are working from home now, can we take some of, I don't know, the rent we pay, the electricity we pay, whatever other expenses we have to pay at home, and enjoy a tax deduction from that. Yolandi, lovely to join. Well, lovely of you to join us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
One should be able to make a case for that, surely. I mean, if I can show that I'm spending, I don't know, 40% of my time at home in any given day working, I should then be able to have 40% of whatever electricity I use in a given week being tax deductible, surely.
Well, as you rightfully said, a lot of us were forced to work from home, and obviously additional expenses were incurred. And now that employers can actually see that, you know, it's actually working and they're saving costs on office spaces, etc., I'm sure that a lot more employees will be working from home. As matters currently stand, there are quite stringent rules that must be compliant with before a tax deduction may be claimed. For example, I'm going to just quickly run through the most important things. The area or the room of the house must be specifically equipped for the purposes of trade. So in other words, if you're a hairdresser, then obviously all the tools and the equipment that you need for that trade must be in that area of the house or the room. Then secondly, the area must be used regularly and certainly exclusively used for the purposes of trade. Now, regularly will obviously be case by case. And exclusively used. Now, that is very important because a play area or kids' room cannot be used as a study room too. You cannot sit at your dining room table and work and then claim the expense. So it's very stringent rule, which is a bit unfair to people who doesn't have the luxury of having a big home or having a separate area. So those are the first three things we need to look at before we can actually claim home office expenses as a tax deduction. And then secondly, if the people that are allowed to claim is mainly if you're a commission earner, and so earning mainly commission or other variable payments, in other words, more than 50% of your income is commission, and you have to perform your duties away from an office. So you're not working from an office. Or if you're not a commission earner, so you just earn a salary, for example, but you work mainly from home, then you can claim these expenses. And as you mentioned, so we can already claim, based on those stringent rules, we can claim rent, rates of taxes, interest on bonds, repairs to your premises. So those are currently allowed, but only if you comply with all those conditions. And as I've mentioned, seems a bit unfair to people who are not in the privileged position to actually have separate area that is exclusively and regularly used for your trade.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because I'm one of those people, for example, who doesn't have a separate room that I can claim is my office working area when I need to work from home. And for the majority of 2021, whenever I do quite a lot of work outside of radio as well. Whenever I had to do that work, I had to do it at my dining room table because that was a space that
Absolutely.
Had the right setup, if you like. And, you know, I can't exactly say, well, a third of my dining room table has paperwork and printers.
Exactly.
That print.
And I think that is the problem a lot of people will sit with. And that is why I'm hoping in the budget speech, maybe just some mention will be made. That they are looking into relaxing these or reviewing at least these stringent rules or legislation so that people can benefit, even if it's just as a temporary relief measure.
Yeah. Unemployment obviously will be looming large over that speech today, given the quarter four results of the employment survey that were announced by Stats SA yesterday. What are you hoping the minister will say about that?
Absolutely, it must be our focus area. I mean, with a 30.8% based on the third quarter results, and you know what? It affects so many areas of our economy, our economic growth. So we've seen some good progress that's been made based on a report that was released in December. as part of the presidential employment stimulus plan. But I'm hoping more focus is placed on employment. And obviously, execution will be key. That is absolutely and must be our focus. Not just that, I mean, and that will also, we also know that there's an emphasis or we have a deficit in our budget. We have to fund vaccines. If we increase employment, our income tax bases will increase. That will also mean that our taxes, our revenue collection will increase. So it will affect so many areas of our economy. I'm really hoping more emphasis and focus on employment.
Certainly hope so. Yolandi, thank you very much for your time and your insights this morning. Yolandi Esterhazen is a registered tax practitioner and director for product compliance with Sage Africa and the Middle East.